G'day everybody and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. Today on the show, it's the two-minute warning out of round two. Zave has a very big call about Sam Taylor. There's a lot of Essendon Edge chat. And Brisbane has a kid called Shadow Brain. There you go. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, please do that. Leave us a rating, leave us a review, and tell your mates. Get them to listen as well. All right, let's get stuck in. This is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name's Nick Rinn, joined by Xavier Ellis and Ryan Daniels. Gentlemen, what's going on?
Oh, not a lot. Ryan's on his phone immediately, so that makes me think that maybe someone, maybe player 68 on West Coast list might have a slight calf.
Big exclusive coming.
I'm just a working man, all right? I'm just doing my job.
I tell you
I'm
what.
I'm putting food on the table.
Harry Buttknuckle's done his calf. Yeah. What is he on Seven?
Who's Harry Buttknuckle?
I don't know. Probably West Coast. I said this is Ave on the way in. I watched that game yesterday. I'm like, I don't know these players.
Well, that's not a huge surprise.
Yeah, but also wait until you go down to the next rung.
Yeah. Bring in the waffle side.
Well, I was on my phone because I've been looking for something.
Well, you haven't broken a story for 6 weeks.
Well, that's not true.
Lucky I'm not making Kit Kats. I'm not feeding the family of the sale of Kit Kats.
You'd be running out.
The cupboard would be full.
There's heaps. I'll do a little test over the weeks. Next week, I'll write down all the ones that I've broken in the next 6 months.
Yeah, right.
In the next six months, we'll take that.
Okay. But now, come on. What I'm talking about here is something that's gone missing mysteriously in the last few days.
Right.
And a few people sent this to me. So that I could see
What are you looking at me for?
And then it magically disappeared.
He spends too much time on this and then attacks me at the top.
And this is relating to our friend here and his Instagram influencing. Remember we discussed how he's in that concerning period where he's oversaturated.
Yeah, pull back on the nuts.
No one seems to want to advertise with him.
Yeah.
Well, something popped
up
the other day.
Good morning to Range 4 too, by the way.
Something popped up the other day for just a moment and then it disappeared. Do you want to know what it was?
What was it?
It's a non-alcoholic drink.
Oh, this is Nick Nats.
Masquerading as alcoholic drink.
Yeah.
Now, I had multiple people send me this into the DMs and said, what's going on here? Yeah. Why has he deleted it?
No,
what
I hadn't
is
deleted
the concern? Well, it was only up very momentarily.
It was a story.
And then it disappeared.
24 hours.
Very quickly. I think it was shorter than 24 hours.
Took a snapshot of the stats and then sent it to Nick Knapp back and said, mate, this is just a sample. This is my rate. This is my rate.
So you're now a spokesperson for, was it Alter?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
This is Nick Knapp's and Jack Redden's personal.
Oh, okay. I see the Venn
seltzers,
diagram going.
Non-alcoholic seltzers or something here.
Yeah, beautiful.
So, what's the arrangement?
Absolutely zero.
Alcohol.
Zero alcohol, zero cash, zero. I'm always happy to help, and I'm always happy to help anyone out.
How many did you get for free?
None.
Don't lie.
You didn't pay for that one.
Don't lie. How many cases are in the garage right now?
None.
If I went to your house, I wouldn't find one empty can.
No, that's not the question you asked me. You asked me how many I got for free.
None. Here we go. Technicality. Yeah. They sent him to M or something. Yeah. Like
that's a better path to follow if I was you.
Have you or anyone close to you received free swag from Alter? Is it Alter?
Yeah.
Okay. And how's it spelled?
A-L-T-R.
Needs more vowels.
This is like streamer all over again.
Need the vowels, mate.
Okay, just checking.
No, and I would do it for you guys too. If you ever went out in a business venture, I'd happily support you.
So they come to you and they say, Nick, who you know very well, and Jack, who you know really well, they've come to you and said, Zave, we just want you to pump this up for us.
Nothing. Just send it to me.
They just send you the and then it's implied.
No. It's two mates that are doing something, taking a bit of risk.
And there's no expectation that you will post.
No, and that's the same with our Rashi stuff.
Yeah.
Exactly the same. Mm. Zero expectation.
But there is an expectation. I wouldn't know. He's still waiting.
Still waiting on a Rashi. So
well, mate, I've got about 8,000 of them. You can have five. I can promise you that. There's no expectation. It's just what would you do for a friend?
That's unspoken.
See, that's why you're not invited to these. That's why you're not invited to these functions.
I am invited
because you're an arse.
I'm there.
No, you're there with a camera because you don't post.
Alter.
Yeah.
Hang on,
no, A-L-T-R. It is nice. Yeah. Did I have a heap of them? No. Yeah. Him and the kids were away too.
So, when do you make the decision process between making it a story or a post?
Nah, story.
So the post they'll have to pay more for.
Yeah, yeah, the post is a high rate.
No,
post is
a high rate. There's no rate, mate. Forever. Like, I'll post today. Just in case, at the footy, that was nice.
Just in
that
case nice. Nick and...
Was this a visitation thing?
Hold on a minute. Yeah, just hold on a minute. I'm going to get to that. So Jack and Nick, what do they have to send you to get a post and a story? How many cartons?
No, just put a number what I've got's enough.
For a post and a story?
No, I will do whatever you want to support anyone. It doesn't worry me. I treat it like
all right, so anyone listening who's got a product they want to plug, just send it to Zave. He doesn't care. Free of charge. He'll plug it away.
Send a product in next week and I'll put up a story.
There you go.
For one person.
All right, well, let's see. Okay, so Josh will be... Newspaper House, 50 yep. Hasler Road, Osborne Park.
Product. Send the product.
To Xavier Ellis.
Zave will pump
care
it up.
Care of Nick Ring. I'll sort them. I'll group them all together. There we'll bring them in.
This is now community service.
What do you got for us?
Zave's plugging stuff.
One.
No, you said you do it for people. You're a good man, and you do it for people.
Yeah.
This is what you were saying just 5 seconds ago.
Yeah.
All right. So let's put it to the test.
All right. I'll do one next week.
Let's put it to the test. Now onto the rooms. So you're in there, just access that any other person can get. Of course, you and your two sons in there, GWS rooms. Very easy access to get. How did you get that?
Just lucky enough to know people.
Who'd you know?
No, I had my pass, mate.
Yeah, your pass. What about the two kids?
No, kids go for free.
No, they don't just, yes, kids just don't get to go into rooms for free.
No, they do if you've got the
I know, I've got the same pass.
Yeah, you can get your kids in.
Do you reckon?
Yep.
I'll try that. I'll put your theory to the test. I reckon you got in. Tommy Seckle, I reckon, got you in.
I did see some Tommy
Big Sexy.
He tagged him in a few photos. Tom Seckle, good player manager.
I would say.
Another Giants players he looks after.
I would say, Sexy texts me on Sunday morning, not knowing the boys are in Broome.
Yep.
Saying, would Ted like to come to the Giants?
Yep.
Said, mate, funnily enough, they're away.
Yep.
They land at half time. The plan was we were going to come to the footy anyway. Em was going to come to the footy with the boys. Coincidentally, Sexy was there, and my boys and his son are mates.
Yep.
And away they went from there and into the room. So I was on air, so I couldn't go down.
Yeah,
I couldn't
that's
go
right.
down.
Yeah, working another job.
And then I ducked down.
Okay, just checking. Just
and
checking.
I will say.
But the altar thing, just we're watching.
Yeah, no, but the job. So your pass does work. You can just walk in, no drums.
No, but you can't just take the kids anywhere, though.
Can I just take
you can. I promise you.
All right, I'm going to do it.
Do it. Grow some kahunas and just confidently.
Just
confidently go in. Confidently.
How many kids is the limit? I'm going to
take two would be probably
two would be the max.
Mate, you've seen me operate on grand final day.
We have been
you've seen me in the G. Mate, I had you run out. I had you on stage with Robbie Williams at one stage. You cannot underestimate the ability of confidence.
Confidence is key. It's because Nick is childlike. That's why.
Yeah,
that's
right. Did you touch the Premiership Cup? Did we go that far?
He probably did.
No, I think I took a picture of you guys touching the Premiership
Cup. Yeah, we had it out here. Like, mate, we're off our heads. Anyway, well, Nick was, but anyway.
No, that's kidding me. I'm a very, very sensible
all right,
man.
Let's get into it. Oh, hold on. Can we just, before... Well, this can be a two-minute warning on the status of the song, which I'm sure we're going to get to in question time. You would have noticed the song is still the new song.
Yeah.
Josh is still working. He's lost hair. He's actually gone a bit grey.
Yeah.
I'm actually concerned for Josh because he spent a lot of his job week. Most of his work this week was trying to track down the song. Any update for us, Josh? I'm just going to swing the mic your way.
We received a quote for the old song.
And I'll say a figure and you say higher or lower, okay? So to use the song for the year, for the little intro, would it be higher than $6,000?
Yep, higher.
Oh! Fair to say we're not using the song?
Yeah, look, people underestimate. This thing started on no budget. It's just
maybe we could do a crowdfund. What's that website where you get the crowdfunding?
There's a few now.
GoFundMe.
We'll do a GoFundMe bring the new song back to Hardball.
And then we're going to keep the cash and go on a little trip away with the boys. It's going to look really bad.
We're going to make them all recurring payments to fund it going forward.
All right, now we can get in.
All right, who wants to start?
Well, why don't you start?
All right, Port Adelaide. Zach Butters, third quarter. So here's his stat line for the third quarter. 14 disposals, 9 contested, 4 clearances, 4 inside 50s. Finished with 34, 7 clearances, 3 score assists and a goal. That is there were a lot of good third quarters going around on the weekend, but that would have been one of the best.
There is no combination of silk and sort of toughness in the AFL that is better than Zach Butters.
Yeah,
he's the clear number one if you're going to combine.
I just worry
the two.
How small he is.
I know.
Yeah.
Hey, did you see that?
Like when Gov bumped him. I know he bumped Gov and, And he can do that, but yeah. It's like powerful.
I loved that.
But then when Gov got him
back, yeah.
I'd be like, gee, I hope that's not a little AC joint or something. Like,
you see,
seems to be pretty resilient now. Like,
he's so tough, though.
A couple of years.
You get nervous.
He's been out there for a couple of years.
Yeah. I know, like, the shoulders are strapped. Yeah, all the
shoulders.
Did you see that? You know how Fox has been doing? They've had the coaches mic'd up in the preseason and they've been running them early. Well, there was one I saw about a week and a half ago. It was a Port game. And they had Ken mic'd up and he had Butters come over. And Butters had try to take on Ivan Soldo or Ivan Soldo or something like that. And he's basically said to him, why do you have to always hit blokes twice your size?
It was like us saying, Zach,
stop playing with your body like it means nothing.
That's a training.
Just call that
a training.
Call that a nil or draw.
He's seen Soldo come in the door as a new recruit and go, can't wait for that bloke to hit me.
Dead.
And I'm going to knock him out.
One thing.
You're tiny, Zach.
Not on Butters, but on Rosie. I heard Isaac Smith on Triple M talking about the importance of picking the ball up cleanly.
Mm.
And you know, like Rosie, he just never looks like he's rushed.
Yep.
Always has time.
Yep.
Have you ever seen him fumble?
No, not that I can remember.
You can't remember, can you? He just picks it up every time so clean, and then he gets into his movement. Izzy was saying his issue was he would go too quick, fumble, then you're frantic.
Mm.
Whereas Rosie's got the pick it up, and then it's just so easy from there.
Yeah.
Like, once you've got the footy and you're upright, that's the easiest part of football.
But I'd like to measure how quick his leg speed is on his kick. His kicks just seem to happen like that.
Yeah, no, they are.
It's no long, smooth motion. It's just bang.
But were you convinced
60.
By Port really quickly yesterday?
No, I'm not convinced. No.
But sometimes you just got to do
it. They
got
Melbourne this week with probably no Lever.
Well, Lever was out for a while. Well, Lever won't be there.
So, it's again, another good game for them to get.
Yeah.
Do you want to go, Zach?
Okay. Who is leading the competition for contested marks?
Contested marks. Yeah. Sam Taylor?
Sam Taylor, by a bit. Who's leading the competition with intercept marks?
Sam Taylor.
Mate, he is. So Giants, obviously.
Yep.
I'm putting my hand up, and I'm going to say he's the best player in the competition.
Sam Taylor is a fullback.
Sam Taylor is the best player. Mate, his intercept marks are 19 so
it's
far.
Best defender in the competition.
No, he changes the game.
Who else is in the conversation?
So which forward beats him?
No, there isn't one.
There's no one.
No one beats him.
So he beats the best forward.
Yeah.
And now, yesterday I said, you went there. If he played forward, would he make it look as easy? He's on a forward and marks it in the back line. Like, it's not like they're contested marks. He took six again on the weekend, six the weekend before that. I think he is the most destructive player of the competition.
So who else is in the conversation? Bontepelli, obviously.
But like midfield being midfield.
Yeah.
So everyone, my point always is, everyone's got a good midfield.
Yep.
Everyone. So there's no difference. It used to be on Gary Ablett used to go Bunter against us.
Yep.
You'd go, well, Sam Mitchell's going to have 35.
So you're talking...
The damage isn't as harsh.
You're talking schoolyard style. Everybody's lined up.
Who beats
you're
him?
You're the captain.
Who beats
your
him?
Your first pick is Sam Taylor.
Sam Taylor.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
If I was Tassie,
Sam Taylor.
Because you know that no one's going to score against you.
Mate, you've eliminated their most destructive player.
Why don't
player.
They take Bont? You just take Petrarca.
That's
you know what I mean?
But,
so you can
that's kinda, what it is.
Yeah.
It is unbelievable watching him yesterday. Just the fact... He felt like he was playing on waffle players.
Mm.
You know when you see the good player go back to the twos from injury or whatever?
Yeah.
And in an AFL game, they wouldn't try and mark it. Mm. They'd punch it out of bounds and set. He's just like, no, I'm marking this.
Yeah. And it's all places. Look, doesn't matter where he takes the body contact or where the ball is. If it's over the back, if it's in front, if it's to the side. Yeah. He does that weird thing to the side where he reached out a couple of times.
And crazy stat, Giants younger than West Coast yesterday.
I saw that.
Yeah,
younger.
That's concerning.
That's nuts.
More like zero. Was it more 0-50 players as well?
It was very. Yeah. It was very close.
Yeah,
but it was like
100 game players were almost
remarkable.
The same.
Mm. Okay, I'm going to start with. Let's go, Hawthorn. Okay, as a Hawthorn man at your core,
I'm a Giant, mate. The way they treated my family yesterday, I'm a Giant for life.
Are you concerned? And I'd say not because they've lost a couple of games because they don't have a back line, but. Just the way that they're playing, and who am I to doubt Sam Mitchell? I'm sure there's a plan, but it feels like there's a lot of that chipping,
down
chipping,
on confidence.
Chipping.
Looks like down on confidence. No one, so, last year they took it on.
Yeah.
This year.
So this weekend they had more disposals, way more contested disposals, so plus 30 in that area. Got pumped in the clearances, got pumped in the inside 50s, got pumped in the contested footy.
But they're going to get pumped in it. Like, Newcomb's not a 1A.
No, he's not. And I do worry about their midfield mix. We talked about how they had a lot of guys, but whatever the mix in right there is not working.
I wouldn't, and I know that's only two games in. Two.
Yeah.
Ward, those guys aren't jumping off the page yet.
We really thought Hawthorn could bounce this year.
I thought they'd win. Yeah. Well, they win seven games last year.
Seven games, and the over-under was 7.5.
Something like that. And we undernard. Yeah. So I didn't expect any sort of big jump in terms of towards finals or anything like that.
But you didn't expect a pumping like that.
No, and they hung around long enough where I thought they could show a bit and kick two or three in a row and get going.
Well, that's the whole thing about holding the footy up, isn't it? You keep it relatively close.
I'm not sure that was part of the game
style. If you've got the footy,
style.
Then no one else, the other team doesn't
have. I'm not sure Sam Mitchell designed 50 marks in the first quarter.
Oh, surely that doesn't just happen by accident.
They need a Carl Amon or someone to run past and go, or Sicily just to take it on. But chipping it around, it's like when Fremantle do it in their back bit when they're battling. They're not good enough to go chip, like Hawthorn in 2013.
Can't hold it.
Someone will turn it over.
Yeah, and also we've seen now in modern footy, the longer you do that, the less chance you've got to make something happen up front.
You can't.
You've got to go, because then the numbers are back.
And that's why I think an Amon and someone like that,
I'd be really worried. Like the way they're playing, they're a bottom four side again.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
Geelong, so it's impressive win. The overall...
Come to Papa.
Yeah. There we go. The thing, they want you to beat them. Like they're never going to give you the game. Like again, there's no like, apart from the forward line, and some of those guys are on, you know, the wrong end of 30, but there's no like
superstar.
I mean, there are. Well, yeah, Jeremy Cameron.
They're
as I said, apart from the forward
star
line.
Star stuff.
Yeah,
but there's no one like up the field who's like, that's the guy we got to worry about every week. It's just like a weight of numbers.
Did someone say in the media today that Tom Stewart's the best player in the comp?
Yeah, no, Nathan Buckley did.
That's recency bias, if I've ever heard
of
it.
Well, yeah, and he's not Sam Taylor.
Yeah,
but he is really bloody good.
No, he was outstanding.
The other part of that was, I think you said it might be the best 150 games ever, which you could probably build a case for, like, because he came in good and stayed good.
Yeah,
like,
I think that's what they're saying. The most 150 game
quality.
Well,
he was the best player in the competition.
Yeah, I don't think he's the best player in the
comp. So I didn't hear it. Yeah, I just got told that. I was like, no, he's not that. If 20 players in the whole competition were standing in the schoolyard, he's not the first 20 picked.
No. I wouldn't have thought so. He'd be one of the first defenders picked, though.
See, but at the moment, it's almost like their best sort of two players. I mean, leaving the forwards out because Jeremy Cameron and Tom Hawkins, you're never going to get past. But there's a bloke who was drafted as a 24-year-old VFL player and a steeplechaser.
Yeah.
And they're the two blokes who just like...
Dangerfield's been playing pretty good footy, too.
He has.
So that hammy, hopefully that hammy's not too bad.
He said tactical sub on
again,
the AFL
man,
side.
Yeah.
But... it just, why would you tactically sub him? Yeah, why would you tactically sub him off?
They came out pretty quickly, didn't they? Say, and like to say, we don't know if it's a cramp or it's a hammy.
How clever is Grime Myers with those little chip kicks where you're like, why is he kicking at 8 metres? But it always seems to open up stuff.
No, he's starting to see, how are you feeling about the Cats at the moment in the box?
Well, the other question should be, well, they beat St Kilda by a kick at home, and I don't know how
I
feel about the Crows.
But yeah, again, you've got to beat them.
Geelong.
And what did Adelaide do at home? They're at home.
Who's
last
Geelong
year?
Got this week?
Hawthorn.
Oh, yeah, well, that's...
Shit.
You're in trouble.
It's going to be a rough trot from here. A rough trot. Come on, Sean Darcy.
Is it me or you?
It's Nicholas.
Sorry. No, I just did Geelong.
Yeah. Oh, you did Geelong.
Western Bulldogs, so we'll get to McRae. Cody Waitman.
Okay. Yeah.
How many times in the last 21 games, so I think he played 19 last year and two this year, has he kicked over three goals?
In 21 games?
So Cody Waitman.
10, 15.
15 times he's kicked
10.
Over three.
10.
I would say five.
Yeah. So Charlie Cameron in 28 games has done it seven times.
Yeah. And Cody's five?
Six.
Six?
Six times he's kicked over three in that 21.
What did you say, 15 times? 15.
Yeah.
Well, close.
Won the Coleman. Yeah. You idiot.
Gary 10, Abbott.
I said 10, 15.
That's it. Like, do we give him enough credit as a small forward? I can't operate with him. Six times he's kicked over three. And then that's, so if he kicks two, you'd say it's a good game.
I think the problem.
Six times he's done
it. The problem with Waitman is when he's on, he looks like the best player in the comp.
Jeez, he started well.
And when he's off, you don't see him at all. I've loved Cody Waitman for a really long time. And I think when he is on, the Bulldogs look the best version of themselves. Because they've got the Norton and they've got the Darcy, by the way.
Jamara's quiet.
Jamara's quiet, but they've got a potent forward line. They just don't have any smalls.
Yeah.
So when he's doing his stuff, he looks kind of like Kmart Toby Green.
So when I saw him in the number three on the weekend before the game, I was like, oh, number three. Shit, that's a good number for the Bulldogs.
Yeah. Big
and
number.
Then he kicked four in the first quarter.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, mate, he's the best number three of all time.
And that was the game.
Yeah, that was the game.
Once that first quarter, we'll talk about Gold Coast later, but that was it. What did you think about Sam Darcy's game?
He had a good patch of... Did he kick two quickly?
Yeah, I thought he was really good. I thought he was really solid. He looked dynamic around the ground. Well, he has
to play, and that gets me to the other point of McRae on the other end of 47? The spectrum. In the twos.
Yeah, Riley Garcia had like 38 as well.
But does that get you into the argument of like, we've seen him do that, but does that help?
Yeah.
The jogging through the middle of the ground, the slowly going at it. I think if you can't, the missed kicks on the left.
My point would be, he's still a very capable player. If you can't find a way to use Jack McRae to the best of his ability now, then you probably need to, you know.
But is it a bit like Pritter?
Oh, when they tried to squish him in a half forward.
Remember they went to try and put him in a half forward and it was like,
I think McRae's a bit more versatile, isn't he, than Pritter? Pritter was really just a one speed, I'm in and under, I can't really do anything else.
Okay.
I feel like McRae's got a little bit more to him.
I'm not sure these days.
Okay. Well, Caulfield's not going to play for a while, so there is a spot.
Yeah.
Is it me? Yep. Fremantle. Two things. Jeremy Sharp looks like a really good addition on the wing. He's doing exactly what he needs to do as a wingman, just run up and down there, good pace, kicking sometimes suspect, but he's been pretty good. Now, Luke Jackson, can I just PSA, please, every time Luke Jackson has a good game.
Can you talk about Sean Darcy?
Can we not also then turn it straight away to, oh, geez, I shouldn't have signed Sean Darcy.
No, why not, though?
Because you can have more than one good player.
No, but that, you can't have more than one good player when there's only one position.
But there's not.
There's not one position.
You watched that game, right? I'm sure you watched it.
I had a text from a coach over East who said if he plays ruck for 90%, he'll win a Brownlow.
It's not about where he plays his best.
Freo play their best footy with him there. Freo plays. You can't tell me they don't play their best football with Luke Jackson in the ruck.
But he is in the ruck. He's just not in the ruck the entire time. Like when Darcy's
And most of his, a lot of his impactful stuff was when he went forward on the weekend. He was a terror up there for them.
No, he had five clearances in the third quarter when he was rucking.
He was very good.
But you can have
two good things.
You can't. Because the other one's not as good at the other role.
I knew this was going to happen as soon as I brought it up. All I'm saying is it doesn't have to be that you link well. It's like, you know, anytime we mention Rosie, we've got to mention Butters. Anytime you mention Penderbury, it's got to be basketball background. Every time we mention Jackson,
are pretty,
Sean Darcy.
You have to mention Sean Darcy.
You've got to mention the other one.
Because he's not playing. And Darcy's at his highest point. You have to. Jackson's at his highest point, and Darcy's not there.
I think it's a great problem to have.
I don't think it is.
You've got two really good players
in the one position.
Jackson is a unicorn. He is not just a ruckman.
He's the best player, best version of himself, and does more damage in the ruck than in the forward line.
I would also like to say that I think 2 years ago, I might have written a column for you at the time, Nick, where I said that within 4 years, Luke Jackson could be the best player in the AFL. I'm looking pretty good now. I might rehash that one.
I mean, the bloke, not like he just came off a NAB Rising Star.
I'm pretty sure.
That's an outrageous call.
I reckon if we went back to this mate's comments, he would have been like, that's ridiculous.
I'm with you on there. As a forward, whatever, join the queue. As a ruck, game changer.
Okay. All right.
And I'm strong on that.
I want us to try something for the next 3 weeks. Anytime we talk about one, let's not talk about the other.
I can't do it, mate, because it's so irrelevant
at
the moment.
You need to go home and have a couple of non-alcoholic seltzers and just settle
down. You need to get out of Frio's ass.
I'm not up their ass.
You are.
All I'm saying is you can talk about one without having to talk about the other.
Shut up.
It is possible.
St Kilda. So just backing into my strong, safe vibes.
If you're not
vibes.
Talking about Jackson Darcy with St Kilda, I'll be annoyed.
St Kilda, strong vibe. Like the strong vibes from the preseason stand pretty firm.
The vibes.
It's a comfortable vibe.
I'm not sure how good Collingwood are going, though, either.
Yeah, I know, but they couldn't get near him. St
Kilda within a kick against Geelong in Geelong.
Yeah,
too,
this is what I'm saying.
So form line looks good.
And then beat Collingwood.
And the Liam Henry stuff hurts. That's the best Liam Henry version I've ever seen.
Yeah, he looked good.
He looked really good.
Wanganeen Miller is it.
Wanganeen Miller is my next point.
You can do your thing.
Well, no, I'm just saying he's like on track for, if he's not the top 30 best players at the end of the year. He's been top 15.
Nah, he's a star.
He's unbelievable.
He is so good. And everything he does is silk.
What are they kicking?
Patience. Yeah. It looks so easy.
Jesus.
It looks
easy. And he's going to start, I feel like he's going to start to cop those Stephen Hill tags. He's sort of the wingman, the outside, but so silky that they sit someone on him.
Yeah.
Just because you can't let him.
Well, you're mad. And Sinclair copped it for periods when he was
up
back.
Did I miss something with Brad Crouch? Because when the teams came out, I was floored that he got dropped.
Yeah.
And no one else seemed to be shocked.
He played twos, right?
He played a half, I think, in the twos.
So I was looking at it, and you know how they say, like, the last time they met?
Yeah.
It was like Brad Crouch, so Collingwood St Kilda. Brad Crouch, 33 disposals or something. I was like, How's this bloke not playing tonight?
It was.
So did he get dropped?
He got dropped. It was said omitted.
That's a dropping. That's a full
after
dropping.
One game.
Yeah. Mm. What did he do in that first game?
Well, Ross must have been. There might be some. I don't know. Is there disciplinary stuff? I'm not saying there is. I'm just saying.
It seems weird.
And no one seemed to make a big deal out of it.
I think that's just because it's St Kilda. Everyone's like, really. By the time you get to them.
You know, you see the crosses when they do the team's crosses on Seven or Fox Footy or whatever. And it was like. There was no St Kilda bombshell. Brad Crouch dropped. It was just like, Brad Crouch out for the Saints. I was like, no one else is surprised by Brad Crouch being dropped.
I assumed he was injured.
He only had 5 touches in the second half of round 1.
Yeah, okay, so maybe it's a tank issue. Maybe he didn't have a great summer.
Well, you say St Kilda are tanking.
Well, he has had some rough summers in the past.
Not a great third quarter.
Right.
One handball.
Ross.
You're just one of those ones where Ross is in the box going, he's not playing next week.
Yeah, and I've got a standby because I've used him. And the coaches didn't know I'm a leader.
Ross with the sheet standing in front of the group. Third quarter, one handball.
Brad, how many handballs do you have in the third quarter? What did you do in the third quarter?
What about tackles?
All right, Melbourne Football Club. Are we a believer all of a sudden? They did a number on Hawthorn. May leave a bit of an issue. Form line around Sydney at home, obviously not bad now after round one. I don't think we credited that. I threw everything out with Melbourne. Bin them, gone, trade them, done, finished. Yeah. Are you starting to swing?
I'm sitting in between. I'm probably where I was at the start of the season.
I wrote down, I don't want you to be in between.
I'm probably slightly
above in between then. Like, because they still have the talent. It depends. Like, May's apparently only missing one game. I think you said Lever's out a bit longer.
No, I'm not sure about Lever. It's just the way he was holding his leg.
May broke his ribs and back, didn't he? How's he out for one game?
So apparently only missing one. I mean, who knows? He might miss another, but he's a tough bastard.
Yeah, right.
So, I don't know. I don't feel much different. They've still got an overwhelming amount of talent. They still have an average forward line. They still have enough to get them to 12, 13 wins, even if they play like a busted ass.
Yeah, but can they get the 17?
No, not 7-8. Okay. Their over-under was 13.5.
Yeah, well, 7-8's top. What did Port win last year?
They're not a top
Port
two side. 7-8. They're not a top two side.
Port won 7-8, yeah. Didn't they?
But I mean, like that's still not good enough to win the flag.
Yeah.
I'd still have GWS ahead of them, Sydney ahead of them. I'd still have Collingwood even when they're 0-3. I'd still have them ahead of them.
Okay.
Port, I don't know yet. Carlton.
Yeah, Port ahead of them.
Carlton, I think
Port ahead of Melbourne.
About the same. I've never been.
Port and Melbourne about the same.
Probably.
Yeah, I think that's about right.
Mate, Port's played West Coast and Richmond, and we'll get to them. But have we done Port already?
We did Port already. They got the next two at Adelaide Oval as well.
So Melbourne Port play each other this weekend. Mm. That'll show us a bit. Obviously, no.
Are they on this weekend?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, I believe so.
I'll show you.
Is that right?
Well, that's going to be the argument put to bed.
Yeah, exactly.
They are 4:30 on Saturday.
Saturday.
Mm.
Adelaide Oval. That's a good game.
There we go. What am I going to do next? Oh, okay, Sydney. So, two things. One, I loved how they were all really pissed off about the Peter Wright thing. And they were kind of already seemed like they were agitated before that. But
they
Tom
were
Papley,
agitated before it.
Yeah, Tom Papley's comments.
But they were saying that Essendon were agitated before.
Yeah, because there were some comments about Essendon playing the Essendon sort of way.
It was a double agitation, I think.
Yeah.
Essendon Edge, it was.
The Essendon Edge. And so, obviously, they've been...
Is the Essendon Edge something, is it?
Yeah, Brad Scott came out and talked about playing with the Essendon Edge.
He's tried to make it something. Maybe he meant like the edge of the cliff that like they always seem to be constantly sitting
on. What is the word of Mean Girls? Is it fetch? Stop trying to make fetch happen?
Stop trying to make Essendon Edge happen, Brad.
Yeah.
I love that.
Nah.
Tommy Papley was superb. Absolutely superb. 4 goals. 24 touches, 10 marks.
He's one bloke you best not to fire up.
Yeah.
Don't piss off Tom Papley. Like, don't poke the bear. He's right. He'd be in the list.
A bit like Franklin.
Yeah, right.
Obviously different. But, like, just let Franklin leave him to himself. As soon as you chirp or talk shit, good luck.
Who's the one? You know, a lot of players, like, don't want to do media, and it's like, I've done it once, I'll back off. It's like every time a microphone was anywhere near Tom Papley on the weekend,
he was quite keen.
Errol
kind of did it. Isaac Heaney kind of did it. Papley just went all the way.
I want to hear his podcast, too.
That's right. That'll be fantastic. So I can't wait for them to play each other again because it's going to be game on.
Mm.
It's going to be absolutely
game
on. But
then I feel like Sydney will win by 100.
I'm not booking myself in to watch it because I feel like Sydney going to smash
it. Maybe just watch the first 5 minutes.
Watch
the opening bounce. Let Tom Papley in the middle. Let's let him free.
Brisbane, interested. I just looked at their twos over the weekend. No one really like jumped off the page. Interesting thing was Jack Payne playing forward.
Yeah.
So Tom Doty
Duday. Yeah, we landed on Duday.
Tom Duday is he's doing a presser like today or tomorrow. He's playing this weekend. Faster than I thought he was coming back.
Yeah, same. I thought mid-year-ish.
But I don't know. He doesn't do anything for a mid, like, short term because...
Yeah.
I mean, it does.
I still don't even know whether that's the position they need filled so quickly.
Well, it's not. That's the thing. They're mids. And that's why...
They've got Dizzy.
I looked at the mids.
Andrews.
Unless they think that Duday can play the bounce role, it's not really his go.
The what role?
You know, the...
After the final game of the round, like Jason Dunstall.
Can he move the ball a bit? He's never been that guy.
No.
Is there someone that they can free up by bringing him in?
What, Dizzy?
What are we thinking here?
Like Dizzy in the middle.
As you say, they don't really need him.
No. There was a position that they needed the least.
Yeah. The thing their midfield needs.
It's not Stasevich. He can't do that.
No.
He doesn't unlock anything, is what I'm saying.
But there was no one in the midfield in the two, so it's like, because obviously their midfield is where it's all breaking down.
Well, Lachie Neale will be back.
Lachie Neale will be back, but there was no one that jumped off the page, and not even any names that you'd like associate with the next one to come in. I think it gets pretty dry.
Massive game.
Yeah.
Both.
It's
a
huge
massive game.
So one of the grand finalists will be.
Norton 3 or Brisbane 4.
Brisbane will be 0-3. But that's insane.
Yeah.
And if you're Collingwood, you're 0-4. That you're basically done with top four.
Guess what? We started in 0-9.
What?
Zip and 6, I think.
Is that right?
I think so.
Jesus, you partied. You had a big summer.
I think it was Zip and 6.
They had a huge summer, I reckon, at Hawthorne. They were a very happy team at Hawthorne that time. That's for sure.
Brisbane are short favourites over Collingwood in that game.
Well, it's really? At the Gabba. They don't lose too many.
Yeah, but short favourites.
I wouldn't put him short.
Nah, I think it's like $1.30, $3.30 or something.
I almost tipped Collingwood.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, $1.38, $3.05 at the moment.
There you go.
Yeah, that's pretty short.
Yeah. Adelaide Footy Club. So the players that we talk about in midfield, which I'm concerned about their midfield, they all did their thing. Dawson.
They all got the numbers.
Dawson was okay and then got going a little bit later. Crouch was good. Laird got a lot of the footy.
Yep.
O'Brien in the ruck was okay. Mm. All that was normal.
Yeah.
But I still just think it's so plain.
Yeah.
That, and I know they competed, but at what stage did you think Adelaide were going to get over the top of Geelong on Thursday night?
Yeah, I'm right off on them.
Just
not lived up to preseason expectations.
No.
They're one speed. Where's the high end talent coming through?
And again, Rankine and Rochelle. I think maybe they had three centre bounces between them.
So I had to put my. I was arguing with someone over the weekend. I said they've got one All Australian caliber player. One.
Jordan Dawson.
Yeah. So you don't think Rankine.
This year?
Oh, this year, no.
One.
No. I think we said, or maybe I said, you agreed preseason. If they're going to make finals, Rankine has to be an All-Australian.
Yeah.
Because he has to step up to that. I've got to kick 45, 50 goals. I've got to be dynamic. I've got to do this stuff. Their back line's very young and it's very weak. Their forward line suddenly doesn't look as potent as we thought it was.
Yeah.
Maybe they're missing Thriller more than we realise. And their midfield is one speed.
Well, Big Bird just came in and kicked a couple. Should have kicked three. So, I mean, that's probably the Thriller
that
role.
Back line are probably holding up well enough. They're not getting ripped apart.
What do you think of Nick's getting another 2 years?
Myers kicked three. Hawkins kicked four. Cameron had four shots at goal. Henry kicked two.
But I think, like what I'm saying, the midfield's not getting moving anywhere, so it's easy to bounce.
What
did you think of Nick's getting 2 years? So with all the talk about Longmuir getting 1 year and it wasn't long enough or it was too long or whatever, Nick's gets 2 years.
I don't know why they both got signed.
Mm.
Give it time.
No, I can understand the one-year thing because you're out of contract, it removes
the noise. I said for Longmuir, round four or something. And then if you started two and zip or whatever, you go bang,
and again,
fire.
It's been in two-team towns. Like if this was coaching the Western Bulldogs, they'd just let it ride,
very
right?
Very different.
Probably,
But you've got to take your attention.
The Gold Coast Suns wrote down the word deflating because it was deflating. Ned Moyle, I don't know if you watched the first quarter and a half.
I didn't watch.
Tim English just gave him an English lesson. Yeah. Murdered him. Just completely murdered him.
Obviously, the Whitler's meant to be the man.
Well, that was the thing, right? Yeah. Ned Moyle didn't quite realise. Once he got going, he was okay, but the game was over by that point. Like, the game was done in a quarter.
Like when he came in last year. Moyle was fine.
As the game went on, he got involved a bit.
It's always hard to, when you're kicking against the wind, to get a game started. Like, you want to start well. You don't in the back of your mind go off and go in
if
four
it's a
goals.
Toss
game
win,
or
yeah,
even.
Was it Ballarat?
Yeah. If you want to.
Ballarat Football Netball League starts Friday on Streamer.
There you go. If you want to win a toss, it's Ballarat. I reckon, out of it. If you won Grand
Tassie. Remember when Trent Cotchin won the toss in that final and kicked against the wind to start with, and they were down by like 9 goals at quarter time?
That's right. Our man Lukosius down back.
I thought that was weird. Yeah, I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
No, hated it.
Really?
Hated it. You're catering for Kaz Bolt. You're catering for...
Yeah, when you go white like
you're catering
gun.
For those that aren't as good. Mm. In that, so he was back, and I also had an interest on him to kick two, which hurt when he was playing back. No, but I hated it. Yeah. So, we just said last week, don't we like him settled?
So the thinking is, though, you're going to have King and Walter there.
Yeah, but I would prefer to put Walter back, at least give him some exposure there and get him around the footy.
That's he not, wasn't getting near not really his go.
No, I would have.
But it's not the coach's go either.
I would have flicked Casbolt. See ya.
Out of the team.
Bow. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Well, that might happen this week.
Yeah, no, I just thought you're moving a person who we've just spoken about. We want him in the forward line.
Right.
To play elsewhere.
How was Walter, by the way? I saw some big talk.
He had a couple of okay moments.
How was he? Quiet. Yeah.
Really quiet. He showed like he was athletic and stuff.
Yeah.
But,
he's a big boy. He's
a monster.
He's a
bit like Tommy Hawkins early days. So he might need to almost... Drop a bit.
Pretty tough place to play your first game.
Wind
howling.
And key forwards don't always get out. I just saw some press where he was like, oh, really pumping him up. And I thought, I looked at the stats.
Something happened.
It'd be like Cadman yesterday. Jumped nicely at times.
Yeah, you saw
Cadman's looking. Cadman's got good flashes this year.
Yeah, I agree.
Is it me?
Yep.
Yeah, Collingwood. So I was just trying to pour through exactly where it went wrong. I mean, there's problems all over the field, but there's that second possession stuff. They matched him in the contested ball, like the contested ball statistics at least, but the uncontested, they got absolutely smashed.
They look so slow.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like they were running, they came almost like they played half a football before the first centre bounce.
Yeah.
Like from the first centre bounce onward, it looked like Saints were on running with no shoes on. You know, you feel like you're flying.
Yeah.
Is it the preseason thing? Because you think about it, right? We started the year 2 weeks earlier than normal because of this stupid round zero.
When was the grand final?
Last week of September.
October, November, December, January, February.
But
5 months.
Yeah, but everybody else starts, like if you're out of the finals, you start a full month earlier.
You don't get to a certain level.
Yeah, but the season then started earlier as well.
You can't be like... I'm going to get to another level because I'm just going to keep running. Like, you get to your level and that's it. That's why there's no more PBs once you're 22 years old.
So you reckon it doesn't matter?
Not to this level.
Well, yeah, but that shouldn't be 0-3.
Yeah, not to this
level. But the fact that they look slow and the fact that they don't look as fit as the other teams, which has kind of been their go for 2 years. So I'm just trying to work out how you go from that to that. It's either that you celebrated too hard or you didn't get enough training in or you tweaked something.
But every single other club has gone, what do we need to do to get better?
Run.
Let's do this. Mm. No, let's copy what Collingwood are doing and make
go,
it better.
Go.
And make it better. So all of a sudden, what you thought last year, you might be 10% off. Mm. So you're back to 90. And the teams are 85 or 15% better at doing what you could do. And all of a sudden, they just start to leap you.
Yeah, okay.
Every single club steals a game plan off a Premier.
Yeah, absolutely, because why wouldn't you?
Yeah,
and they're all looking at you early too. Yeah. So they want to beat you in your first up encounter against them.
All pre-season they've looked at you.
Yeah.
And your challenge, So,
because they're the benchmark.
They look horrible, and I think their forward line finally starting to look a bit.
They can't miss the finals, can they?
I've been there and done that.
Yeah,
and Geelong did it 2 years
Geelong
ago.
Did it as well.
Fremantle got their pick.
Yeah,
they do actually. Yeah. That is something to keep an eye on. I reckon Freo fans know that too.
And Lockie Schultz hasn't been great, has he?
No.
But again, the mid's been so far off at the.
North Melbourne, their kids again, I thought they were pretty good.
Yeah.
Wardlaw at one stage there, I was like, this kid's going to be a star. Yep. McKercher was good. Tommy Powell, who we've been on.
Yes.
He's one of our boys.
Yep.
Kick two. But then they get overrun.
Yeah.
In the end. Whatever. At the end of the day, do you look at it and go, they're tracking nicely? They only just lost. Not just lost. They were beaten by 5 goals, I think, Giants in Giantland round one.
They've held up.
I think they've held up and they've got no key backs.
I always try to think, if I were a supporter of that club, how would I feel walking away from the game? And I feel like I'd be pretty good with that.
Well, they gave you some joy.
They did. And you just, because they're at the point now, it's similar to where West Coast are at, where you just want to see the shoots. Mm. And there's so many shoots there.
Yeah,
like, they're filled with shoots. Yeah. It's a forest.
That, some of that transition stuff in the first half was the slickest I've seen North Melbourne move the ball.
Ten years. It looked great. So I looked at it and thought, and LDU is incredible.
Yeah,
especially early. They couldn't tackle him. They could not tackle him.
But again, you want him to hold it. Like, he's at an age now. Yeah. He's been in the system 5-6 years. Like,
but they've still got 6 or 7 spots on the field.
They're short
down
back.
That are below really average players. Yeah. So they've got green shoots everywhere, but 6-7 players that aren't at the level.
They need key backs and they need help for Larky. And
so what do you think the plan is?
Keep drafting.
Yeah.
They have to.
Grow up.
Yep.
Okay.
Hopefully they get a few more priority
picks. I'm starting to wonder whether
this
is LDU. Like, he's never going to be able to put it together for
nah, he's
a
got
whole
another
season.
Level.
Yeah, I know, but he's, well, he's now
he's
24.
Next level's a whole season.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
the level of football won't go down.
He's got a year. Like, if you think to Paddy Cripps before he peaked,
true.
There was always the
comparison.
Geez, Paddy, could be anything, could be anything. And then he was like, he's the best guy.
How old do you see ceiling's higher than Crippers?
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Brownlow medalist? There was a period where Paddy Cripps was the best player in the comp.
There's a period where LDU could be
The
best midfielder in the comp.
So better than Cripps.
He's got more power.
Jeez, I'm surprised by that.
Who's that? Who said he was Cripps, that joke?
Cripps in and under and tough.
Yeah.
I reckon LDU's got the
He's
explosion.
He's explosive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now you've got to have an opinion.
What, so you reckon that Cripper...
I hope that LDU gets to a point where he's better than Cripper was at his peak.
I think he could be. Easily.
I'd love to see
it. I'm starting to doubt he'll get there.
Cripper doesn't have the explosion.
Yeah, but...
everything else.
LDU hasn't done it. I'm just saying
ceiling.
Okay. No, I like the opinion. I just say you've got to have one. Plucky. Richmond. Okay. Yeah. So I think we know what they're going to be.
Yeah.
They're going to be kind of plucky. They're going to win a couple of games they probably shouldn't win. They're not going to win many games. They've already got the Swans this week. They got the Swans this week. The problem is, and we've talked about this, this has been their theme of the season, their vibe, if you will, Nick.
look at Nick light up.
I can get involved in this
conversation. They're where West Coast were probably 3 years ago, where they still have some
they
big names.
They got very angry about that, the old Richmond fans.
Did they?
Yeah, well, we put out that clip from the first week saying this was them 90 games ago. Very angry.
Well, they're still in the delusional phase.
Adam Uzo's first game, you dickheads.
No. But like,
I think we've made it clear about Uzo. Uzo's favour is that he's going to have time.
He's got to have time.
The issue is, and it happened again on the weekend, and I was watching that game thinking, this is the worst case scenario for Richmond, because Bolton was about to win the game himself.
Yeah.
Dusty had some moments. Taranto was good. Rioli was okay.
Lynch sitting at full forward
Lynch
could do
there,
anything.
And Curvis was very good. And so you start going, oh, hold on a minute. If we get everybody back together, Liam Baker does some good things.
Three years later, you're sitting down telling Ryan he's made a fantastic point.
Yeah, it's not about knocking Port over at the MCG round two.
So, look, so far the footy gods have helped them. They've lost all three games and they could have won probably two of them.
Yep.
So they've given them a chance to be really awful. Now they play the Swans, they'll probably be 0-4. And this is how it should be. It's working out well for them.
Well, before the bottom fell out of West Coast, they beat Richmond over here at Optus.
That's right.
And were top four or top of the ladder.
That was the end.
That was it. JK kicked that goal on the boundary line.
Yep.
And then it just fell out.
Literally, the bottom fell out. Yeah, the bottom fell out. And
this is the positive to all this is the best ever like talent game I saw was at Punt Road in September. Like the grand final march finished at Punt Road, and then there was like a talent game with all the draft pool.
Yeah,
they can do that again. Richmond and I are going to be there in September, so this is back on.
I think what's going to happen is there's going to be a game. Where Bolton kicks 5 and everybody looks great and they're going to talk themselves into, hey, maybe one more crack at this and it's just don't drink the Kool-Aid.
I saw a TikTok really quickly saying Bolton's the most overhyped worst player, in terms of the hype reality. And I was like, I think that's a bit harsh, but he has had a couple of quiet patches. And then I saw him on the weekend.
He's so good.
I was like, I know. He's
shout out their membership base, still very strong. We shout out to their head of membership, Bethany Rin, just a cousin of mine running the show over there.
Yeah, right.
There you go.
Got to work ahead of her, but it's holding up strong.
She's had a pretty good run.
She has had a pretty good run. Switching over to West Coast. So that, West Coast Eagles fans, if they haven't already downloaded.
Oh, so they're not last. Or is that your last team?
This is my last team.
Oh, come on.
I was in the last rung. If Eagles fans, if you haven't downloaded that one Harley Reid passenger play on the wing yet, just do it and just hold on to that.
I love how Briggs just made him eat it at the end.
Well done, son.
Yeah.
Take the hit.
But he got back up.
But that was about the point I stopped watching. But that was very good.
Yeah.
So download that and keep it because it's a long way back. So if his body holds up, they've got to engineer this trade, right, for him and for the club.
I think he should have been at Adelaide this year.
Yeah, but I think his body is.
I would have taken a punt on it.
He's what Adelaide need.
I would have taken a punt on it, Elio. Mm. What's he was best on ground the first half. Didn't have a touch in the third. Did not get hand on leather.
Really?
Yeah.
And then fired up
and
again in the last.
And came back again in the fourth. Yeah.
He did a Brad Crouch.
It does feel like when you're watching him, and I hope this isn't the case, you're just waiting for something to go wrong.
He went down at one stage, just tired.
His body's
betrayed
him. And you're
like, oh, up your pop, mate.
Yep.
And he's up. Yeah.
Hey, if he can put this season together, should be people queuing up at the end of the year because he had a contract.
Is he?
Yeah, he's had a contract.
Okay. Yeah. And he's not going to cost you much. Well, is he free? Be a free agent now, would he?
Yeah, he'll be a free agent.
Oh, okay.
I would say the most likely scenario is that he gets a contract from West Coast.
I agree. But again, you want someone else to have a little, like Adelaide, to just be like,
it's not the best thing for the club. It's just not.
But they're not going to get anything. What's your free agency compensation going to be for a 31 year old?
Don't know, but what's the compensation going to be when he's 37? And retired.
Yeah, I don't know. I think in this situation,
mate, they've got no kids.
They would get more from holding onto him.
What if you could get him for 1 year?
Who?
Yo, for West Coast.
No, what's the point?
Okay? No, just no.
But also,
what about all the legacy
stuff
and all that stuff?
He started at Brisbane.
Yeah,
but he's a premiership player, two-time BNF. Would you?
Hodgie, Mitchell, Lewis, Birchall.
Yeah. It's worked out really well for Hawthorn.
No, I just, I don't know. I just think the club should take a punt on him.
Okay. No, I tend to agree.
I got Carlton. Look, I got nothing for Carlton. I couldn't find a thing for a team off
play.
A bye.
They
like, what
play.
Am I going to go off a bye so with?
Oh, let's give them the bullet. Remember we had the bullet?
Where's the bullet?
So LDU and Cripper. No.
Give bullet.
Yeah, bullet.
Done.
They didn't play.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Is it me? Essendon. So my opinion has not changed. They won't beat any good teams. Mm-hmm. They might beat some of the average teams. And they will beat the shit teams. That is Essendon this year.
That's been there for a little
while. They'll have an edge.
Nothing's changed.
Edge
they'll probably they win seven, maybe eight games. I know my ladder predictor analysis had them winning five.
Yeah.
But I would say, based on what I've seen, they could probably push to seven, eight,
Parrish
maybe even
played.
Nine.
Mm.
Parrish hasn't played.
2 metre Peter's done.
2 metre Peter's going to get a minimum of three.
So Nate Caddy, the top 10 draft pick, kicked two in the VFL on the weekend.
Yeah.
Just bring him in.
Well,
just
Peter Wright being out helps that.
It
so
does.
Wright comes out, he just comes in.
And I forgot, looking at this VFL game, that Brisbane have a kid called Shadow Brain.
Shadow Brain?
Yeah.
Last name Brain?
Yeah.
Oh. First name Shadow.
First name Shadow.
Oh, right, there you go.
And is it spelt like a brain?
Where'd he go? He was here. It's spelt like brain. Shadow is spelt like S-H-A-D-E-A-U.
Shadou Brain.
That's how I would have spelled. Positive, though, they scored 100 points.
Who did?
Essendon.
Yeah. Yeah.
They scored
130 against them.
Yeah, no, they've never been out of. But if I'm going to be no good, which I said in the call
you
yesterday,
want to score,
be no good.
I said West Coast, I don't think we'll be able to kick 40 points.
That's the problem. Yeah.
If I'm going to the game, my team kicks 100.
Yeah.
You came away entertained.
That's true.
Your team kicked 100 and tried to bash everyone.
15 goals to cheer for.
Mate, Triple M have the goal thing that goes on the big screen when West Coast kick a goal.
Yeah. Did you see it yesterday?
Not often enough.
Not a blink and you'll miss
not
it.
Often
partnership, partnership's not delivering.
At least like Triple M Essendon.
Yeah.
I mean, they're getting splashed all the time.
Yeah, that's true. The sponsors are getting their money's
they're
worth.
They're making money off it.
Yeah, that's a good 230 points in a game. You walk away pretty happy.
What did they score first round? 107.
There you go. Everything's fine. Everything's fine.
As long as the partners are happy.
They're potent.
Essendon's happy.
Just a quick tick to Jade Gresham. I liked his game.
Did he play mid much? Or is he just
mostly the usual Gresham stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Love the comment. I was completely stung at the pub.
That's probably the game.
M was away.
Oh, jeez.
Would have been up in a bit.
All right, that's been 2 minute warning for round two. This has been the Hardball Gets AFL show. We'll see you next time.